Yud Zayin Shvat, 27th of January, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, Koyach Ba'odom.
Good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be standing here again. Last time I spoke already 1 or 2 months ago, I broached the subject and I assured Doylem I'm going to continue it. So I will now continue it to the next stage. It's got many phases, but we're going to go one stage further. If Doylem don't mind, just remind me why I left off with last time. I thought there was going to be a little silence, but okay, I'll do a quick recap of what we said. We said last time, we said over Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi in Parshas Noach, he asks a few big questions there. The Torah tells us that the Odom had done terrible things. They were in a matzah of Hashchos, they had to be destroyed. But the Beis HaLevi asks, the Seder, it makes sense that Odom, who has a koyach ha-bechira, who could choose what he wants to do in life, he has to get punished. But the animals, the Torah tells even the animals, even the earth itself, veers off from the natural tendencies. And the Beis HaLevi asks, how is it possible that the animals who have got no bechira, who are born with the teva inside them already, what they're meant to do, how is it shayach that they went off the path that they're meant to go? And we said over there, the Beis HaLevi, after I saw also the Eliakim, the Magid, and the Shmait in his Adam also says it, but the Beis HaLevi's main yesod was that, Enochanam, you're right, only Odom has a koyach ha-bechira. But Odom has such a koyach ha-shpo'o, a koyach to influence others, his ha-shpo'o mamish creates spiritual impurities or vice versa, which in turn affects everyone around him, not only himself, even the people around him, even the animals around him, even the actual earth around him. That was the yesod that we said last time. We brought out the tremendous responsibility that a person has in life. He has to remember, it's not only about himself when he does things, it's about all the people around him and the animals, the actual air around him, everything around him. That was the Beis HaLevi. Today I want to go a little bit further in this yesod and expound on it. I'm going to start off with three questions. I want to say over Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin is actually part of a much, much larger yesod that he's speaking out there. And I'm only going to take out one or two components from it, but I'll try to explain it fully to you later. So let's start like this. Three questions. Question number one. The Torah tells us, the Shmaitz already asked us in his Adoma, the Torah tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Odom, it says, Nase Odom. Nase Loshon of plural, Le'as. And the Medrash already asks, what's the Loshon of Nase? We should make, Le'as make, what's Nase? And the Medrash says that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Odom, the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol consulted with the other Nivroim. The Medrash says he consulted with the Malochim, he consulted with another Pshat Rishamayim Va'aretz, the Medrash says he consulted with Maitre Shul Kol Yoim. There was a consultation going on in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with these Nivroim, should he create Odom or not? And the Shmaitz already asks, why is it that Dafka, when you come to Odom, to the Bria of Odom, there had to be a consultation? What's so special about Odom? Well, what is there by Odom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to consult with other Nivroim? What's it got to do with them? The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything else and he didn't ask anyone, he should create Odom. That's the Shmaitz's question. That's question number one. Question number two, there's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas knows it. Everyone knows this Gemara by heart. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Boyim, Shenema V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, Patikri Bonoyich El Boyim. The Gemara tells us that Talmidei Chachamim bring about Shalom, they bring about Shalom, peace into the world. As I did state that V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, Patikri Bonoyich El Boyim. Stam Poshet Taich, what's the Gemara saying? You know why it's called bring Shalom? Because it says children, and children, don't read it, Bonoich, read it, Boinoich, builders. Well, what's Poshet Taich in the Gemara? How do you see from this pasuk that we bring, that Talmidei Chacham bring about Shalom to the world? Stam Taich in this Gemara. And question number three, we say every morning, Bixa Shacha, a bunch of brachas, and one of the brachas we say is, Baruch Ato Hashem, Nekin Melech Veidam, Reika Haaretz Al Amayim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu spreads out the Haaretz on top of the water. And the question here is that L'chayra, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he made Oretz. So we should say, Roka Oretz Al HaMoyim. He spread out Oretz Al HaMoyim. What's Roka Oretz Al HaMoyim, which is a present Losh and Mashma, that he's doing it now. L'chayra, he's done it, it's done, and that's it. Now we're moving on in life. What's Roka, which is Mashma, that it's happening constantly? That's the three questions. Question number one, what the Lashon is Nase Adam, a plural, that the Medrash says that to be a consultation. Why was there a consultation? Question number two, Pshat the Gemara Brachas, that somehow you see, the Brachas, the Gemara Brachas, Sam Chalad Omad Aleph, that somehow you see that Talmid Echachom Amar Meshonim into the world because it says Bon Noyich, and you read it Boy Noyich, what's Taich there? And question number three, Pshat in the Brachas, like we say in the morning, Roika Oret, Lechert should be Roka Oret, he did. He spread the ground, not Roika, which is Mashma now. These are the three questions. So let's start off with the Yisod, and like all good Eden, we'll start off with another question. The Rishonim already asked this question, the Rambam and the Buchim in the beginning, the Ben Ezra asked it, they all ask it. The Torah tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, the Torah says, Vayivra elikim esa'odom betzalmoy, betzelem elikim boro oisi. Which on a literal translation means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Odom, betzelem elikim in the image of God, boro oisi. And the Rishonim already ask immediately, what do you mean with Selim Elikim? Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got an image. Chas v'shalom to say such a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in the Yud Gimel Ikrim every day. And Imam Be'muna Shaleva, Shabari Yisbarach, ain't like Gov. So how's the Shaykh to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, but Selim Elikim in the image of God? Hashem has no image. So what does it mean with Selim Elikim? And the Rishonim say one idea, and then they veer off explaining it in different branches. But the Nakuda that they say is like this. They bring down David HaMelech in Tehillim. David HaMelech was running away from his enemies. And he was running from place to place in exile. It wasn't easy for him. And at one point he says, Domisi likas midbar, hoyisi kakois karobois. Domisi likas midbar, in the literal translation, means like I was compared to a kaas. Kaas is a bird of the wilderness. Domisi, I felt like a bird in the wilderness. Hoyisi kakois karobois, like an owl in the wasteland. David HaMelech was comparing himself to a specific bird, which it looks like goes from place to place in the midbar, never stays in one place. It's always howling, it's never happy, and it's always lonely. And David HaMelech compared the situation to this bird. He says, Domis likas midbar. In my situation, I was running from place to place for my enemies, and I was never settled in one place, and I was always on the go. Domis likas midbar. I was the same as this kas midbar. And the Rambam speaks out. Our father David HaMelech wasn't telling us that he turned into a bird, that he grew feathers, he grew wings, and he grew a beak, and he started flying. When he said Domis likas midbar, he meant that there was a certain similarity between him and the bird in his current situation. Domis likas midbar, in a certain aspect of there is a certain aspect to this bird which I feel that I have a characteristic from it. That was what David HaMelech was saying. And Zog the Rambam, that's what the Torah means as well. When the Torah tells us, B'tzelem Elikim, that a man was created with B'tzelem Elikim, Avad Chas Rishalim, it does not mean to say that there is an image of God that we are the same as that. Hashem has no image. What it means is that there was a certain characteristic, a certain prat, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, which we are doimed to, a Bechinah, that we are doimed to a Ke'en de Ke'en. A certain characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a prat, and we're diving to that characteristic in a certain aspect of it. That's what it means when it says B'tzelem Elikim. That's the Yisod which the Rishonim say. And Rishonim continue and they say different answers to explain what this prat is. The Rambam continues and says that the prat is the Seichel Elikai. We have the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a Seichel Elikai. The Ibn Ezra continues and says it's going on the Neshama, which comes from the Elyonim. But they're showing them there off and they say they're different as Beirim. But the assault that they say is that Avada there is no Guf. There's a certain prat which we are doimed to in a certain Bechina. That's their answer. Okay.
The Shmeir, which was said, if somebody was hanged, wasn't allowed to stay hanging because it's an image for his own.
Yeah, but fine.
For that.
Fine, it's a good question. I have to go to find out. It's okay. But yeah, that is the assault that they say. Okay. So Nefesh HaChaim comes along and he says, he wants to give his own mahalach. That means he's staying with this yasod that Selim Elikim, Avada Chas Lashon, doesn't mean the image. Selim Elikim means in a certain aspect, the characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have one prat, a doimet to it, a bechina of it. And he says like this, says he's medayik, the Torah says Selim Elikim. He says, what's the Shem Elikim? So he brings down the Torah on Erech Chaim, Simen Hei, where the Torah goes through the Pirush HaMinus of all the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Torah comes to the Shem Elikim, the Torah says, Elohim means Shehu Amitz V'Toykev V'Loi HaYachoydes V'Elyonim V'Tachtoinim, which literally means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Amitz V'Toykev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mighty, is the strong one, V'Loi HaYachoydes, and only to him is he able V'Elyonim V'Tachtoinim, in the upper worlds and the lower worlds. That's what the Torah says, which is commonly used in our expression we describe as Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem Elikim is coming to say Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do these words mean, Barakhech Hizkuna? What does this mean? Subhanallah Hashem is masking. He says that there's two chalukim between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this idea. He says that when a person wants to build a table, so he goes to the forest, he cuts down a tree, and he begins carving out the table. He carves it out, he varnishes it, he shaves it down, he makes it beautiful, and he's done his table. So he says, number one, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he didn't take something which was there and recarve it out. He created Yesh Me'ayim. That's the first chilik. A man can only make something Yesh Me'yesh. We only know how to make something from something that's already there. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayim, which literally means Yesh Me'ayim, something from nothing. Something which the human mind can't fathom. It's not something we can ever understand. But this is what we know the emes is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Me'ayim, something from nothing. That is the first chilik between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it continues, says Nefesh HaChayim. When a person finishes building this table, he steps back, he admires his handiwork, he looks at it, he enjoys it, and he goes off. And when he goes off, the table remains standing. It's not going to collapse when he goes. Masha Einkein says in Nefesh HaChayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, just like when he created, there was a rotzen, there was a will, there was a desire that it should be here, so it came into being. So too, that same rotzen is constantly here, says Reb Chaim, constantly. Kol rega v'rega, every instant of the day, it's here, making this thing be here. And only as long as there's a rotzen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this object, that the Ma'aseh Bereishis should be here, it's going to be here. But if, for an instant, Chas v'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have the rotzen, that Ma'aseh Bereishis, that anything in this world should be here, in an instant it will cease to exist. It's gone. It's finished. That is Elohim, says Nefesh HaChayim. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything Yesh Me'ayim. And number two, that this same Rotzen is there constantly, every second of the day, on every single object in the world. Whether you're talking about the sky, the house, the ceiling, me, you, the table, the Gemara, or the fly in the air, everything is here now because Hashem wants it here now. It's here in the next second because Hashem wants it in the next second. There's a continuous Rotzen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu which wants the objects to be here, so Memela they're going to be here. But Etzem is written in Vaughan, the Ramban, this is so. The Ramban speaks out in Parshas Bereishis. He speaks out of Inyan Lahoyres. The Torah is coming to tell us, Kamidosom Bechepsoy. Kamidosom, everything here in this world, Bechepsoy, is here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires it now. Vimisporeid Hachepets Regemehem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would move his desire for them for an instant, Yele'ayim, it would instantly disappear. That's what the Ramban says. And he continues later on, he says the same idea again. The desire of Hashem, which the same time there was during the Yetzirah, the creation, there was a Rotzen. It has to be there constantly. That Rotzen is making it be there forever. I know that same Rotzen which was there, b'shas b'riyas olam, is something there which continues to be there. That is the assault which Nefesh HaChayim says. The Hainu. So we wake up in the morning and we say the Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaShachar, Pekeach Ivrim, Malvish Arumim, Matir Asurim, which all these brachas are thanking Hashem in the present tense. You open up my eyes, you release the bound, you let me stand up straight. It's happening now. It's not something that Hashem did. He didn't create us. Pokach Ivrim, he opened our eyes when he created us. No. Pekeach Ivrim, he's opening our eyes now. When we wake up, every rega, we can only see because now Hashem wants us to see. The table's only here because now Hashem wants the table to be here. The fly driving us crazy is here because now Hashem wants the fly to be around. Everything is here because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be here. The Etzim is Mefurish in the Midrashim already this Yisod, which Nefesh HaChayim says. The Medrash says, Lo'olam Hashem Tavorcho Nitzav HaShemayim, which means Lo'olam Hashem Forever Hashem Tavorcho Yod Tavorim Nitzav HaShemayim, are standing in Shemayim. And the Medrash says something which seems very unclear. The Medrash says, Eizehu Dova HaNitzav HaShemayim, what is standing in Shemayim? Says the Medrash, Elo Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, Al Ma Shemayim Omdim, what is Shemayim standing on? Al Oysoi Dovo Shomarati Yihiru Kiyav Dei Chamayim. Shemayim is standing on that what I said, Yihiru Kiyav. But Oysoi Dovo Shavor Oyson, the same thing that he made them, Boy Yihim Omdim Doino. What does the Medrash mean? Let's speak it out. The Oilam Hashem Dvorcho Nitzov. Nitzov means standing. Standing in the present tense now. The Medrash is saying, Lo'olam Hashem, forever Hashem, Dvorcho Yodibur, Nitzov is standing now in the present Vashemayim in Shemayim. Frek the Medrash, which Dibur of mine is standing in Shemayim now? Ezehu Dibur, Frek the Medrash, is standing now. Of them, Zot the Medrash, Yehi Rokia. That Dibbah Yehirakiah, that Rotson that you had, that there should be a Rakiah, that there should be a Shemayim, that Dibbah is standing forever, constantly there, making Shemayim be there. Because if that Dibbah would go for an instant, everything would go to nothing. That is Mamash Yisod that we're saying now. That everything's here because now there's a Rotson that it should be here. That's Pshat and Hashem Elohim that we say, Baal HaKoyachos Kulam. Baal HaKoyachos Kulam means that the Baal HaKoyach, the life force behind every single breath in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly injecting life into everything into the world. He is the Baal HaKoyach. He is the owner of the Koyach. He is the life force behind it and giving it life. That is what we mean when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKoyach. That is the first Yesod which Reb Chaim Volozhin says. Oh, now we can carry on a little bit. The Nefesh HaChaim continues now. And he says like this. Here we have to hold on tight. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoylet Adam al ribei revavon olam ha'ispalyonim v'tachlonim. When Hashem created man and he was shoylet him, he gave him the power to rule over all the millions and billions of upper worlds, the olam ha'ispalyonim, which we can't see. We don't know how many now, there's billions and billions of them. These worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoylet the Adam over these worlds, that a person, through his action, through his dibur, his speech, through his hanhogam, through his tenua, any single move that a person does throughout his lifetime is going to have effect on all the olam ha'elyonim v'tachtonim v'shamayim v'aretz. Anything that a person ever does is going to affect the upper world. Anything that we do, this is whether for the good, whether for the bad. But our actions, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, he gave us this power that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaKadosh Kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this power, Kav Yachol, and he said that you as well, every single one of us, through our actions, our Dibbah, our Machshava, anything, we are going to affect the upper world. And this can go for the good, and this can go for the bad. It can go for the good, like Yishayahu Novi says, Yishayahu Novi says, I put words in your mouth, Lintoya Shamayim Velisayd Oretz. Man has the power, Lintoya Shamayim Velisayd Oretz, to make the ground be here, to make Shamayim be here. The Hainu, through our good deeds, we give Koyach, Gevura, Oyu, Kedusha, to the Lomay Sayyidin, we make them be here, and Oyvazoy, as a result, all the hashpah comes from the Shemayim above to the lower world to where we live in. So by us giving Koyach and Gvura to Maila Mimela, we're having an effect on all the lower world as well. All the animals, all the foods, all the rain, the sunshine, the moon, anything that's here is here because of us. It's being affected through our action, through our dibur, through our machshava. And it can go vice versa, Chas v'Shalom as well, says Rukhaim Beloshin. That a person through his actions, lo toivim, which are not good, he can destroy them as well. Like Yishayahu HaNavi carries on when he says, and he says his words of he says a loshen that a person that destroyed things come about from us, from Klal Yisrael. A person has power, a tremendous, tremendous power, and his power is what's affecting all the worlds around us. That's Pshat in the Gemara and Brachos, when the Gemara and Brachos says, Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Shalom Ba'idam. They're Marvim Shalom. Shalom is Oshon Shleimus. A Talmid Chachom is Marvim Shleimus in the world. You know why? Because Antiki Bonoich. It's not Bonoich, it's Boinoich. We are the builders. We are the ones who, through our actions, through anything we do, through our Machshava, through our Dibur, are affecting the world. And Talmidei Chachom, especially, Balab Dafka Talmid Chachom, even Kol Odom Yisrael, any single person, Dafka from Klal Yisrael, I'm coming to exclude Goyim. Dafka Odom Yisrael, and obviously Kafina level is going to have more of a Nafka Minna, but Kol Odom Yisrael has this power of to be a Boi Noyich. Through our actions, through our thoughts, through our Mashavas, through our Dibur, through our Tznuah, through anything we do, there's going to be an effect on the upper worlds. That's Pshat, what the Gemara says, Atiku Bon Noyich or Boi Noyich. That is the Yisod that Rav Chaim Volozhin says. A tremendous, tremendous Yisod, which Be'etzem is a fearful responsibility. And I want to read you out his Loshen, which he speaks out, because it's a beautiful Loshen he speaks out. A person sometimes, he goes outside, you go into the countryside at night when it's quiet and it's dark, and you stand in an open field, and you look around you and you say, look at this world, it's massive. And relative to the world, we're probably not even here, we're a speck. Relative to the universe, we're definitely not here, we're a nothing. Who am I? We think to ourselves, what am I? What koyach have I got? The president has a koyach. He flicks his fingers and done. Something gets done. But us, who are we? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, mamish the opposite. V'zoyis Torah Odom. This is the Torah of the Odom, called Ishmi Yisrael. A person from Yisrael has to know. Al yoyima v'libay chas v'shalom. He must not say to himself, ki mo ani, who am I? O makoichia, what is my strength? Lipol b'maisa ha'shvelim. Through my mundane actions, through my little actions, what are they? They're worth nothing. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, chas v'shalom, omnom. A person has to know, yovin v'yeda, and understand. Shekol protei maisov. Every single one of his actions, with his burov and his speech, mashuk boisov and his thought, kol eis verega, lo yisavidu chas v'shalom, is not lost. It's causing something. There's a cause and effect going on. When we do something good, it causes something. We may not be able to see it, but not because we can't see something, it doesn't mean it's not happening. We are causing something in everything that we do throughout our day. Things are happening. We may not be able to see it. We can't see it, but things are happening. Shekol achas, every single action, oylek fisha rosho. Over emes, zot uchayim veloshen, ki ho isha chochum, someone who's wise, v'yovin and understands this, la mitoi, libo yochil v'kirbo, y'bechil arodo. Be'etzim, it's a very, very scary idea. It's a tremendous responsibility that we should know. You come up to a person and you say, you should know because of you, Yena died, Yena got ill, Yena became a millionaire, Yena became a Talmud Chacham. All these things, it's because of us. It's our actions, it's our thoughts, it's our mashabbats which are causing all these things. Everything is toil on us. We speak about Nebuchadnezzar and Titus Arosha, that they were tremendous Rishayim and they destroyed the base of Mikdash. But the truth is that we could be much worse than them because they didn't destroy any Beis HaMikdash. Chazal already tell us, they ground down a ground Beis HaMikdash. There was nothing there. There was a shell of a building. Goyim have no koyach. Like Goyim weren't given this koyach to affect the upper world. Goyim can't do anything. They've got no koyach in the upper world. What can they do? They can destroy a fabric of a building. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Klal Yisrael. Through their actions, through things that they did which they shouldn't have done, that's what destroyed the upper Beis HaMikdash. And the Mela in turn, the Shefa came down that this had to be destroyed. So we needed a few construction laborers to go along, some goyim, to come and knock it down. So Nebuchadnezzar and Titus were chosen. What they did was a kimcha tchina. They destroyed something that was destroyed already. Our actions, Leo Leilu, can do things which are really there. On the vice versa, we can do amazing things as well. And the truth is, David HaMelech davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this. He said to David HaMelech davened, he says, Yevoda kamevi lemalo, this is what it's kardumois. He's speaking about Nebuchadnezzar, he says, Yevoda kamevi lemalo. Nebuchadnezzar's actions, even though it was nothing, but he should be punished, ki'ilu he was made in lemalo. Ki'ilu he brought access at Neshamayim Elyonim and destroyed it. He did it with Azar Rishus as David HaMelech. And for him, he thought that he was really destroying it. So he should get a punishment like Yitaka did it. But the truth is, he didn't. It's our actions which do it. It's our actions which cause everything. And Rav Chaim Volozhin says a beautiful touch in the Pasuk. We say in Pirkei Avos, Da Mala Maila Mimcha, which on a simplistic translation tells us, Da, a person should know, Mala Maila Mimcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's out there is watching over us. Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, Da, you should know, Mala Maila, that what's going on up there, Mimcha, is from you, it's from me and you. Anything going up there is from us. It's all because of us. We are the ones who are causing, creating, and having effects. We are the ones who, through our actions, are playing around with Olam HaSeh Elyonim. That is pshat when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, but Selem Elohim. What Selem Elohim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Koyach Elokos. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bala Koyachos Kulom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Rotson, can be Mashane, and is causes the Metzias to remain. He could be Mashani, it could be his Rotzen, and he could do whatever he wants. This Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel was Meshabed himself, that our actions are going to cause. They're going to play around with all the Olamas. If the Medrash says, Bizman She Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyne Shalachim, when Klal Yisrael do the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Nasa Gevura Shal Maila. It creates Gevura, it gives a Koyach the Maila. Shanema Ba'erikim Nasa Choyel. And vice versa, Vizman She'en Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyne Shal Mokum Matishin Kechri Shal Maila Kabil Chas V'Shalom. Shanema Choyel Tzoteshi. It's our actions which are causing everything to happen. Everything's dependent on us. And that is what he means. Selem Elikim, the Balak Rechus Kulom, it comes from that. That's the characteristic, the aspect that we were, that this prat that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the ones who have the strength. That's what we say every day, B'chayi Oilom, not of the Sechenu. Chayi Oilom, the Chiyas of the ganze Welt, everything not of the Sechenu, you planted within us, you gave us this Koyach to come along and change it and cause things to happen. the Hezba, a little bit of a Hezba, Rav Chaim Lozhin is a mamshich, he carries on, he explains how this works, that Klal Yisrael has such a koyach, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. I'm not going to go into that now, but the Hezba behind it, we all know that Odom is a tachlis habriyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Odom. Odom Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants lehitiv, he wants to do good. But he doesn't want to just give us. Because if he gives us, then it's going to be a problem, say the Sforum of Namatik Yisufo. There's going to be a problem. We're going to be embarrassed. If someone gives and gives, and you're not giving something back, it's not a very nice feeling. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, I want to give you. I want to give you Nitzchias. I want to give you Olam Haba. I want to give you everything. But in order that you shouldn't have this Namatik Yisufo, this embarrassment, I'm going to create a world down here. I'm going to create a world and put you in it. And I'm going to give you Nisyonis. And everything in this world is there for you. Everything here, the sun, the moon, the builders, the house, the trees, the flowers, anything you can think of is here for us. It's here to serve us. Some of it is here to help us in our avodah. Some of it is here to give us the serious, but everything is here for us. Memela makes sense to say that our actions are going to be the ones that cause it to either go up or to cause it to go down. Because since everything is mitlatoli, since everything is dependent on us, obviously it makes sense to say that they're going to go up and down with us. And the truth is, this is what the Messiah Sharma speaks out. Then if a person would stop and think a little bit, he would see the world was created for our shimush. Omnom, but hinehu oyin b'shigul gadol. A person is standing on a very precarious balance here. If a person says, brilliant, I've got a geshmak world, I could do what I want, and he does things that he shouldn't be doing, hinehu miskalkel, he's going to go down, miskalkel oyin b'moy. The world's going to go down with him. But whereas, if a person is shaylit, he says, I know I've got koichas, I've been given tremendous strength, and I'm going to use the world for my avodas Hashem. I'm going to be use the world for what I should be using it for. He's up there. If a person uses the world only as a siyua, he uses it to help him in what he's meant to be doing, the world will go up with him. That is the koyach ha'odon. That is a tzelem elikim that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us with. This power to cause things that Namis Elyonim, to make things good, to create Kedusha, or Koyach Lamaila, or vice versa, Chas V'Shalom, to destroy and be Maktim, and be Moisif Toma Chas V'Shalom. But that is the Koyach that we have, and that is the responsibility that we have, and Be'ezes Hashem, we should all use our Koyachas in the good way, and we should say, Meir Yomeinu, the Gula, and Kodesh Shem.